I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk about something really challenging today. What do you do when you're in the workplace and you're around conversations that are really offensive to God, and they start to just bug you, or just offensive to good, decent people? And these conversations happen all the time around the water cooler, where maybe there's a bunch of guys speaking in a way that's objectifying women or using the Lord's name in vain. What do you do? First, don't panic and think, gosh, what do I do? Calm down, take a deep breath, and say a little prayer and ask the Lord what you should do.
Yeah, I think that this has happened to all of us. And the first thing I do is like, oh no, God, the pressure's on. Am I going to answer the call? And the first thing I need to do is go, I'm not sure. What's the right thing to do here? And I always often say, or not always, but I should say, I'm sorry, God, that person said something that I think is not honoring you. And let me apologize for them, because I've done things like that too. And let me just, and I feel like that is the first thing. I mean, when I watch TV and somebody uses the Lord's name in vain, sometimes I'm like, should I turn this off? And I'm like, hey, God, I'm sorry that they did that. I'm sorry that this show is doing that. Yeah. And I feel like that's the first thing I can do. The next thing is very clear, and it depends. It depends on your motivation. It depends on who's there, what the situation is. And this can vary from somebody using God's name in vain to somebody just talking about a TV show, and you know it's starting to go beyond. And you don't want to be a prude at all, but at the same time, you also don't want to be somebody who just affirms or allows everything to happen. Do you walk away? Do you argue with them? I don't know the answer, but I know that we're supposed to have peace in that moment. But I will say this, Chris, the one thing I do is, unless it's a stranger on the street, even though I might even do this, but when somebody uses the Lord's name in vain, what I try to do is I try to smile and say, hey, are you praying?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I said, wait, you were talking about God. And every time they're like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't do that, huh?
Yeah. I was getting on a plane once, and a person checking the tickets said the Lord Jesus' name in vain. And I said, is my Lord and Savior. I just finished the sentence, right? But that was appropriate in that setting. And there's times where maybe a superior at work is being inappropriate. Maybe the best thing you could do, and this is actually more of a witness than you realize, is simply to walk away. But whatever you do, don't condone the conversation by chuckling with the person. Don't go along with it. And there's graceful ways to not go along with it.
Right. And since I've never done that, it's easy for, we've all done that. Sometimes we're the one who actually says the offensive thing. And if somebody comes to us and says, hey, that's not good, we got to honor that as well. So let's pray. God, help us to know what you want us to do in those moments. Give us your will. And help us to know that when we're saying something that's not honoring you, help us to know that, to check that, and to change the way we're behaving. And we thank you for loving us and forgiving us in those moments. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.